KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, dense fog, and it's currently 27 degrees. We have 1/2 mile visibility here in the Atlantic area. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Roadways in the immediate listening area and up until around the Highway 144 corridor are not bad at all. They're pretty much in seasonal driving conditions. Further north you go, the more ice is appearing on the roadways, and the same thing can be said for portions of central Iowa, north of Ankeny, and in eastern Iowa. Major problems over there with icing and road closures. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news, taking a look at some area school announcements related to the weather and a little bit of icing conditions. Three schools have a two-hour late start today. The Audubon School District, Charter Oak School District, Coon Rapids Bayard, and the West Harrison School District all starting 2 hours late, and there will be no early dismissal today for Audubon or Coon Rapids Bayard. Also, the Boyer Valley School District has canceled classes for today. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently donated 2 8-section book organizers to the Washington Elementary School Library in Atlantic. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said reading was an important part of Trevor's life, and if we can help out our school's libraries to make reading more accessible and fun for children, then that makes us happy. All funds raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament are donated back to things that were important to Trevor. Since losing him in 2009, the fund has been able to give back over $200,000 thanks to its supporters. Petty said they are already in the beginning stages for the next tournament, which will be held August the 8th, and she said they look forward to a great day of golf, fellowship, and raising funds in honor of Trevor Fredrickson. Officials of the city of Messina report the city is looking to support a child care center for the community and surrounding area to fit the long-term child care needs. If you have an interest or need for child care in the Messina area, the city would like your information as it moves forward with the process. That includes a survey to determine child care needs. The survey is available online at camcougars.org and on the city of Messina's Facebook page. Paper copies of the survey will be available in Messina at the Messina City Hall, the Post Office, Messina C-Store, Economy Food Mart, FNB Bank, and the Cam South Elementary School. Surveys are available in Cumberland at the City Hall and Post Office, in Anita at the Cam North Elementary School and Post Office, in Bridgewater at the Bridgewater Cafe and at the Post Office there. Copies of the survey will also be available in Fontenelle at the Library or Post Office and in Corning at the Post Office. You can also receive a paper copy of the child care survey in the mail by contacting Principal Larry Hunt at 712-779-2212. Completed surveys must be submitted by February 3rd. A state panel has agreed to pay more than $400,000 after a judge found a worker at a Southwest Iowa care center was the victim of a disability discrimination. The state appeal board approved paying the court-ordered judgment against the Glenwood Resource Center to Dorothy Hollinger. Hollinger was a residential treatment worker at the GRC, a center for people with intellectual disabilities. She had a knee injury made worse after a patient at the center kicked her in 2011. After an extended surgical leave, she was fired in 2013 but recalled for a job that paid less. A judge last year ordered the state to pay lost wages, emotional distress, and attorney fees. Red Oak police report the arrest at around 12:05 a.m. today of 54-year-old Jeffrey Allen Buell. The Red Oak man was taken into custody on a charge of harassment in the first degree, or second degree, that is. Buell was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 6:12 p.m. on Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 26-year-old Lindsay Sue Rhodes of Red Oak on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of driving while intoxicated first offense. Rhodes was transferred to the Mills County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa announced on Tuesday that 39-year-old Dustin Sean Morrison of Council Bluffs was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 12 and a half years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. His sentence also includes a supervised term of release for 5 years once he's out of prison. On April 26th of last year, law enforcement was conducting a routine check of parolees when officers stopped Morrison. Morrison was found to be in possession of a bag containing 3 pounds of meth. The case against him was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, and Iowa State Parole Office. It was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In our funeral announcements, Corey Achenbaugh, age 46, of Macedonia, died Saturday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Corey Achenbaugh will be today at 10 o'clock at the Carson Community Center. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Everett Lammer, age 95, of Walnut, died Saturday. Funeral services for Everett Lammer will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy McElfish, age 93, of Messina, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy McElfish will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Norma Jean Hansen, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Hansen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Audra Skellinger, age 84, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Winterset. Funeral services for Audra Skellinger will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth Elaine Berry, age 97, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Ruth Berry will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. The Reek and Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tyson, age 60, of rural Elkhorn, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life for Bruce Tyson will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Rick Stone, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A visitation for Rick Stone will be Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ida Kaufman, age 90, of Minden, died Monday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Ida Kaufman are planned for Saturday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.